The Moose Jaw 15U-AAA Canucks just might have figured out how to put up all the wins they need in baseball Regina action. Just let cleanup hitter Javon Boynton rake the ball over the fence all game and watch the runs pile up. Boynton hit a pair of home runs, including a grand slam in the first inning and a three-run shot in the third, to finish with 7 runs batted in as the Canucks rolled to a 13-5 victory over the Weyburn Beavers in Weyburn on Wednesday night. It was the second straight game with a round tripper for Boynton, who also had a solo home run in their 9-5 loss to the White Butte Broncos one night earlier. The Canucks are now 8-12 on the season and are back in action at the Evan Thomas Memorial Tournament in Saskatoon this weekend. The event is named after the former Moose Jaw AAA Generals player and Bridge City baseball standout who was killed in the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Canucks 13, Weyburn 5. The Canucks put together their highest offensive output of the season in earning the win. Boynton wasn't the only one showing off his power, either, as Noah Thull cracked a solo home run in the fifth to give Moose Jaw a 10-5 lead at that point in the game. The top of the order in general had a solid outing for the Canucks. Max Simmons hit a double and scored a run. Cam Beisel crossed the plate twice. Nathan Piscio was 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored. Owen Varjassy also scored a pair of runs. With that kind of offense backing them up, both Canucks pitchers had a relatively relaxing evening. Garrett Gulletson got the start and allowed 5 runs, 3 earned, on 6 hits in 5 innings of work. Piscio closed things out allowing 2 hits and striking out 4. White Butte 9, Canucks 5. Things didn't go as well the previous night at Swarbrick Diamond, as White Butte built a 6-1 lead through 3 innings and never looked back. Boynton's solo shot came in the fourth inning, and he finished the game with a pair of runs scored. Thull also had another solid game at the plate, going 2-for-3 with 2 runs and an RBI. Both teams went with a pitching-by-committee approach, as Varjassy, Boynton, Rylan Caplett-Tarrant, Owen Sada, Cooper Gregor and Thull all saw action on the mound for Moose Jaw. White Butte, meanwhile, used 7 pitchers throwing an inning each. Caden Corbin had a solo home run for White Butte.